I want to wrap up yesterday's shiur. Quickly wrap up yesterday's shiur and then move on to today's shiur. Okay, so just to recap, Rabosai, we were looking at the sugya of Adam Mu'ad La'olam, and the Gemara told us when it comes to halacha of Adam Mu'ad La'olam, Yechayev bein er bein yoshe, Yechayev under. Even when you're an ones gomer, it sounds like you're chayv even bonus. You're chayv bonus. So comes on Tosis, and Tosis went through a series of dinim where it seems like you're not chayv absolutely. There's no absolute liability in the case of ones. Perhaps the most famous of those halachas is the case of Yushalmi, where another person comes to sleep after you went to sleep, and you go ahead and damage him. So the Yushalmi says you're potter. How come you're potter? After all, ones, you're an ones gomer. And Tosis brings a number of cases that we discussed yesterday. I just want to look at one more case that Tosis cites, I believe. And Tosis cites towards the end of Tosis, Then at the end of Tosis, he says, what about the Chema Perek HaGozel Eitzim Gabe Tabach Uman Shekilkel? So if I am a professional tabach, I'm a butcher, I'm a sheikhet, I do shechita, so you give me an animal to shech for you, and I blow it. I make a mistake. I shechted it in a puzzle way. So gabe tabachum and shekil called the parach leman de potar. Why are you potter? After all, you're like a shomachinim and osei sachar, etc. But the Gemara seems to say that a tabach uman shekilkel is going to have a ptur, and some scenario is going to have a ptur. Why does she have a ptur? After all, he's not an ones, Yechayev ones, so why wouldn't he be fundamentally chay? So Tosis has his thesis that we discussed yesterday, and that is that the core din of Adam Hamazik is built on Hilchos Shmir, and that your Mechayev as Adam Hamazik is that Adam Shmiras Gufo Olav. You have an obligation to be Shomer yourself, and this is Tosis Shitasim. You are not chay midin mamon amad mamoncha. You're not mamoncha, just like we saw by Eish and by Bor, etc. The mechayev is not mamoncha. The mechayev is that Adam shmiras gufo alav. And then yes, we've seen a litany of different levels of shmira that a person might have. The lowest level shomachinam, shoal l'schayvim and onos gomor, and Adam hamazik falls squarely between the two mechayvim of shomer sachar, which makes a lot of sense al pisvara, and that is you're not getting paid. You're not getting paid, but you have a liability. You have an obligation to society to see to it that you're watching yourself. What's the level of that? So as you're creeping towards more onus, that's what he said, onus ke'en gnevi, of less culpability, then you're going to be puttered. As you're creeping towards pshia, and an onus ke'en aveda is creeping towards pshia, so then you're going to be chayav. And this is really built on that havamina of the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia Dav Tzadi Dav. So that was Shitza Tosis. Then we saw the Riva, and the Riva in the Shita Mikubetz that essentially says that the halach of Adam HaMazik is squarely the same, is exactly the same as Shomer Sachar, which essentially means he's chayv in ones kein gneva kein aveda, obviously chayv in shia, and he's not chayv in ones gomor, which means that the din of Adam HaMazik is essentially not a unique halach in Hilchos Nezikin. It's not a halach in Hilchos Nezikin. Adam Mu'ad La'olam is a kol HaTorah kula halacha. And the kol haTorah kula halacha is ones rachmana patre. As he did something, but ones, that's not called your maisa. You are somehow divorced from maisa. It's not just, there's a famous chakir in ones rachmana patre. When it comes to ones rachmana patre, what's the pshat in ones rachmana patre? Is ones rachmana patre, did you do an avera? Let's say I flipped the switch on Shabbos. But ones. Somehow I wasn't aware of what I do whatsoever, not even a shogeg. I'm an ones. Did I do an avera? So one way to view it is I did an avera, but I have a ptur onshin. I don't get punished. I don't have to bring a karbon. It's a ptur of consequences. An avera with ptur consequences. According to that view, do I have to do tshuva? Well, if I did an avera, but no legal consequences, carbon, etc., perhaps I have to do tshuva. That's what the Rambam seems to indicate. You do an avera, we say in al-chetz. Al-chetz shekatanu lefanecha be But Einis of a Ratzon. So what does that tell you? I have to do tshuva even on an Avera Be'er. Onus. That would suggest it's a Maisa Avera without formal dinim of kapara, of carbon. But the alternative is, if I did an Avera Be'ones, it's not even a what? It's not even a Maisa Avera. It's not even called my action. It's a zero. It's not called my Maisa. And it could very well be that according to the Riva, once we're in the world, obviously, if it's just a Ptur Onshin, is a financial payment an Onish? Arguably not. It's compensation. It's not an Onish. But if you say it's not my Maisa, I did not do it, it's not considered to be my Maisa, so then I'm going to be putter in Nezikin, because, again, it's not me, and that's the vision of Adam HaMazik. It's putter in Onish Gomer, it's Chayv in the other Onshin, that was the Riva, and that's Shita number two. It's not a unique halacha in Adam HaMazik, it's a halacha in Kala Toroku. And then Shita number three is the Ramban. Okay, back on board, men. Back on board. Let's do the Ramban inside. Let's pay attention. And let's see if what the Ramban is saying over here. I think the Ramban is a very, very important chiddush. The Ramban says as follows. This is Ramban found above Metziah Daf Pei Beis. And the Ramban cites our Tosis, Umatzasi, Vitosis, Baba Kama. Shemefarsh Masom, Shemadam HaMazik. Vim Kein Lama Patshua. Ledivir Omer Onesu, Valo Adam, Muad Laolam, Bein Ones, Bein Ratzim, Veheime Shivu, Sheinachai Ba'insim Gdoilim. You're not chayav when it's a big onus. A big onus. Onus gomer. And the sum called Somana Yushalmi, quoting Yushalmi, Shama Biyashin, Bachavir Yashin, it's low, who ha muad. So he quotes Tosis. Does Ramban agree with Tosis? No. And the Ramban is going to learn all the sugyas that Tosis mustered as an indication that an onus, you can even be, that when we speak about ones, it's only to an ones ke'en aveda, but not an ones ke'en gneva. Ones ke'en gneva, you're indeed pateran. So the Ramban looks at every one of those sugyas and relearns those sugyas. What? He's not having it. He says, vi'i efshi laha'amida. I don't think Tos is correct. Dehasa. So let's start with the Yushalmi. Yishalmi, a guy comes and goes to sleep after the first guy. What do we say? Is the first guy chayiv? When he bangs him?
Yes.
No, he's not chayiv. Why is he not chayiv? Because says Tosis. Because that's called Ones Gomor. That's Ones Gomor, says Ramban. That's not the reason. That's not the reason. The reason is, because who's really the mazik? The second guy is really the mazik. Who's really the poshaya? He says, "Mishum desheni pasha ba'atzmo." It's his fault, because you sleep with a guy who's sleeping, and you know stuff happens. You're putting yourself into danger's way. It's the second guy's fault, not the first guy's fault. So it's not the pshat that the first guy is putter because of oynes. What's the pshat? The first guy, Al Pidin, does not have a din of mazik. He doesn't have a shame mazik. It's not the pshat that he's the mazik with a ptur. He is not a mazik. Why is he not a mazik? Because who caused this? The second guy. And furthermore, vechein. All those cases, same thing. Why is the damager putter? Because the second guy came into his domain, his turf. And once the second guy comes into his turf, who bears responsibility? The second guy. And therefore the first guy, it's not the pshat, he's putter. He's not a mazik. V'chein. Ma she'amru lefi she'ein darchan shel b'nei adam is bon midrachim. That's kulam k'shem adam mazik mishum pshia deniza patr b'hem oshem bor ve'ein laharika. Oh, now this is what I want you to see. The old heviu tabach uman shekilkel. What about tabach uman shekilkel? So what happens? He I give a guy an animal to shecht. He shechts it. He messed it up. Does he have to pay? He does. So the Gemara says as follows. Vamai, why doesn't he have to pay? Why is he potter? Bechinam, why is he potter? Adam mazikur. Is he an onus? Is this called onus? Not really. It's not an onus. It's not an onus. V'chein nami svirlo an onus hu? L'chayev. Zevadei kosha aleim kevin de mechayev b'schar. If he was getting paid to do this job, then he would be chayev. As gneva v'aveda. V'lav onus god, v'lav onus kotanu. Nevertheless, patshu, if he's free, if he's doing it for free, he's patshu. If I'm going to go ahead and pay him, so now what's his status? He's being paid to shecht, and now something happened on his watch. It's not the case that he shechted it falsely, but something happened. But if you're being paid, then what are you? A shomer sacher who's chayv in gneva aveda. This is like a loss, a gneva or aveda, you're chayv. So it's not onus. But if you do it for free, and something happened, what's the deal? You're potter. Why are you potter? Why are you not called Adam Hamazik? So he says, funny line. Tell me if you know what this means. Ella she'ein be'uman hatoer b'melachto misha mazik. If an uman makes a mistake in his malacha, he's not a mazik. What does that mean?
I mean, all other cases it required a source outside of this guy, right? So here, his nature is to shecht. Therefore, if he makes a mistake, it's out of his nature. It's like a second force causing it.
But it's not a second force causing it.
But
he did it.
His koyach usually is.
But he did it. Yeah? Mesa, ooh, fancy, fancy. Mesa, machmas, malacha. What are you saying? Yeah, don't, I don't know. They know, I don't know.
It's like when a shoal would borrow a cow to go, an ox to pull his thing.
And it dies. Why?
Because it's doing its own work.
It's doing its own work.
Right? And you're not causing it to happen. It's doing it all by itself.
But what does that do with this? But here he's shechting, he messed up. He made a mistake. What? It's his job.
So, except for he does it so many times a day.
Yeah.
He's assumingly really, really good at it.
Really good at it.
And therefore, I think what Ibri said, it's out of his nature to mess up.
And therefore,
it's not his co-op.
And if it's not his co-op.
You had it.
Therefore, it's an Ines. And Ines is Chayef. He's chayv and einsin. So I'm gonna what? He's not a mazik. He's not a mazik. So I think what you need to say, it's a very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. But in order to be classified as a mazik, you need to be classified as a mazik. There's classifications. There's categorizations. There's something called Eish, and there's something called Adam, and there's something, you have to be classified as a mazik. A person who you are giving a job to do, who's an expert in the field, do mistakes happen? Do mistakes happen?
Yes.
Answer, sometimes mistakes happen. And if you are a tabach uman shekilkel, sometimes mistakes happen. And therefore what? So what he's saying is, you might not like this, but I don't. That's not the point. You're not classified as a mazik. You're classified as an uman. An uman has a task, 99% of the time he gets it. 1% of the time, something happens. And in that 1% of the time, what does it say? She'ein be'uman ha-to'eh b'melachto mishum mazik. He doesn't have a shame mazik. What does that mean? I'm not 100% sure that. But he's classified as a craftsman. Sometimes, there's a percentage of times, craftsman doesn't work out. And he's a craftsman, not a mazik. And therefore, it's potter. You'll ask me, as I look at your faces of consternation, you'll ask me, but he ruined the guy's chicken. He traked up the chicken. So why should he be responsible? And my answer is, because he's not a mazik. And you'll tell me, but he is a mazik. And my answer is, I'll make a balabatish for you. When you give him 100 chickens to shech for you, you understand full well, going in, that sometimes, out of those 100, one of them is not going to come out right. You understand that going in. Does that mean you're mochel? It's not the pshat, you're mochel. If you're mochel, he's a mazik and you're mochel. It's not the pshat, you're mochel. The pshat is, he doesn't have a shame mazik. He's not called a mazik. I can't do any better than that. I don't know if I can do any better than that. But this is what I want you to take away. Is, according to the Ramban, how do we understand our sugya of Adam Wadlo? When the Gemara says, Yechayev, Bein beratzon, bein ba'onis. What does that mean according to Ramban? Bein beratzon, bein ba'onis. So what about the case of Yushalmi, where someone sleeps in the bed after you? Why are you putter? Why are you putter? Why are you putter? Why are you putter? Why is the first guy putter? Because he's not a mazik. He's not a mazik. Is it putter because Ones Rachmana Patre? No. Is it putter because you're not chai for Omsin Kein Gneva? No, you know why you're putter? Because you're not a mazik. Why is it Tabach Uman Shekelka putter? Because you're not a mazik. Why is Nakora Chavis case? The second guy, the first guy is going to be putter. Why? Because he's not a mazik. But if there was a case of absolute Ones Gomer, 100% not your fault. But you did it. You did it. In the middle of the night, you start sleepwalking and you break a vase. 100% not your fault. What does Ramban say? What's the din? You're chayev. Why are you chayev? Because who did it? You did it. And you're a mazik. And what's the din? Adam Muad Le'olam Afilu bonus gone. So what emerges is you have three core fundamental shitas in Adam Muad Le'olam. Tosis is by far the most machmir. No, the most maker. The most maker. Where Tosis says, in many onsim, you're putter. Why are you putter? What's driving Tosis' shita is that the chiv Adam Hamazik is a function of a chova shmira, and we draw the line at a shmira from Aveda, and once you're shmira from Gneva, that's already too much. For that, you're going to be putter. The Riva says, this is a kala Torah kula halacha, Ones Rachmana Patre, just like you find in every other area of Shas. is that ones is not your responsibility and you're exempt. What's the Chiddush the Rambam? What is the Machayev of Adam Hamazik? What is the Machayev? Is it a function of your failure of Shmira? Is it a function of a failure of Shmira? You couldn't have helped it. What does ones mean? Ones means it was unavoidable. You couldn't have helped it. So why are you chayv? What's the answer? Because you're a mazik. In other words, that maisa hezek generates the chiyuv. Now, does that make sense to you? Does it make sense? Does the Ramban make sense? You have no... You couldn't have avoided it. You couldn't have avoided it. Does it make sense that you should be chayv? Yeah. Why? What do you mean? What does responsibility mean? How are you responsible? What do you mean? When you say responsible, what do you mean by that?
Once you confront, it doesn't matter how that damage happened. If I damage something, I have to pay for it.
Oh, in other words, right now, there's one or two people that are going to bear the cost of this damage. It's either the victim or the mazik. Is the victim guilty of anything? No. Is the mazik guilty of anything? No. He's an Inus. He's not guilty of anything. But now, says Ramban, who should bear the cost? Who should bear the cost? So Ramban is Mechadesh. You know who should bear the cost? The Mazik should bear the cost. Because, true, he's not guilty and he's not guilty. But the bottom line is, who did it? The Mazik did it. And therefore, he's chayv to pay. He's chayv to pay. That is the Chiddush of the Ramban. Ari?
I don't see the difference between that and Tama. In the case of it's C4 on this company.
I don't know if I can explain it. Because I don't fully understand myself. Not because, you know, sleepwalking,
you don't have,
you did it. Tabach, the nature of, you know, what the Torah is teaching us by tabach is a tabach. You're right. What I just said, it doesn't make sense according to the sleepwalk part. But what the Torah is supposed to tell you is a tabach is entitled to make mistakes. He's entitled. And once he's entitled to make infrequent mistakes, by definition, he doesn't have a shame mazik. Whereas a sleepwalker has a shame mazik. That's, I can't do any better. Your question's a good one. The nature of an umat, you're working in a certain field, there's an assumption and a given and acceptable situation. Sometimes it's going to get messed up, and therefore, within that degree of variability, it's you're not a maz. You're not a maz. What? That's not a craft. You're not a... Yes. Yes. The Ramban would say the Machayev of Adam HaMazik is the Maisa Hezek. Maybe. You don't have to put yourself in a straitjacket. But you will bear the consequences of... In other words, what's... It's doing. First of all, is it in the Mishnah? According to Rav, it's not. It's only Mishnah according to Shmuel. In the first Mishnah, because not Niske Mamon. But according to Shmuel, I'm sorry, according to Rav, it's in the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, it's not in the Mishnah. But Adam HaMazik is Shmiras and Alecha. You know, in other words, Darkan LaHazik. And therefore, what Shmiras and Alecha would mean is Darkan LaHazik, and you have to pay. And you have to pay. You know, but it's not a function of the Shmira. It's a function of the damage. Okay, yes, not on the guy who biked it.
Would a mohel be in the category of the butcher? Because he's damaging the person. Would he become out of mazik?
According to this, l'chora, a mohel is an uman, and if a mohel makes an occasional error, then there's no he's not called out of mazik. That's correct.
What
that's correct. Okay, weiter and Shas. Okay, guys, I gotta go back. I'm starting today's shir now, which is not a good time to start today's shir. Okay, how many of you are well through the next sugya? Okay, let's get the things moving over here. So the Gemara tells us. Okay, we're at home stretch. So now, Rapapa's case, I told it to Eish. Told Eish, my new. Ile ma'avna sechir ma'sol, shnik brosh gagov enoflu, barok mitsuya, viziko hechidon. Iba hadi da ko'azli, da azlu kamaski, hainu Eish. Ma'ishno Eish, de ko'ach achar mu'ura bahen, mongon shmiras olecha, hani nami, ko'ach achar mu'ura bahen, mongon shmiras olecha, ela told us Eish, ke'eish. So, here the Gemara introduces us to a new idea. What's it told them? Eish, the Gemara suggests, Avno Sakino Umaso'o, Shinof Abarosh Agag, is a tolda of Eish. How is it a tolda of Eish? So, De Azli Kamazki, while it's flying and it does damage, Hainu Eish. So what's the Gemara saying, Hainu Eish? Aura. It's saying that's the, I guess, either it's the Av of Eish, that's the Av of Eish, or it's a told of Eish ka Yotziba. Okay? Fine. Why? Because Eish and Avno Sakinim Asos Shinof Brosh Agag are characterized by a similar character, and that is Koach Acher Me'urva. So my simple question for you was as follows. Is Koach Acher Me'urabo a Chumra or a Kula? What do I mean by that? So what I mean by that is Eish has this quality, this characteristic of Koach Acher Me'urabo. It will move because of, it has this locomotion. Is that a reason that Eish is chayev? Or, despite the fact that it has koach acher me'urabo, nevertheless, Eish is chayev? Is koach acher me'urabo a cause for chayev? That's the reason Eish is chayev? Or, even though it's koach acher me'urabo, and therefore you would think that because of that it should be putter, nevertheless, Eish is chayv. Do you understand the way I just said that? Yeah. Are you with me or have I lost? I'll do it again, but with Rashi. What does Rashi say about Koach Acher Me'urabo? Because of Koach Acher Me'urabo, Havalei La'asuke Adaite. Because of Koach Acher Me'urabo, you should have realized what could happen. Is that a cause for chiv or a cause for exemption? It's a cause for chiv. What does Koach Acher Me'urabo do? What does it do? What does it say about this fire? It turns this fire into something that is volatile, that is unstable. And because of that volatility, where does that put me at? I have greater responsibility. Says Rashi, Koach Acher Me'urabo is a machayev. Is a machayev. And in fact, this is Rashi Lishitas. Because if I were to ask you, see if you remember, I'm betting that you don't. According to Rashi, what's the difference if the tolda is kayotze bahen or lav kayotze bahen? Why does Rav Papa want to know? Is it kayotze bahen or lav kayotze bahen? Yeah! Not maybe. Don't answer maybe. Oh, that's correct. That's correct. You said maybe at the end?
Yeah.
Terrible. So Tzvi says correct. If the tolda kayotze bahen, you're what? You're chayiv. If it's a tolda, lav kayotzi behen, then what's the din? Then you're going to be putter in toldas. That's how Rashi went on that base. That's what Rav Papa is seeking. Are you chayv? Are you putter for toldos nafkamina? If it's kayot, then you're chayv. Laf kayot, then you are putter. So what's Rashi saying over here? Avnu sakinim azov is toldoseim ka yotzibahen. What makes it a toldo? What's the commonality to esh? Koach achar meurabo, and therefore you are going to be chayiv. In other words, koach achar meurabo is a mechayiv, which is what Rashi's saying. Yes, if you're told as kiyotzven, you are chayiv. It is a mechayiv. What's the tzad to argue that koach achar meurabo is not a mechayiv? It's actually, first of all, which Rishon says it's not a mechayiv? Which Rishon says koach achar meurabo is a reason to be putter in ish? The Rashba, a little. Half right. If you look at Tosas Da Bezim and Aleph, not the easiest Tosas in the world. But let's just fly through the relevant portion. So Tosas says over here, do you remember the Mishnah Da Bezim and Aleph? Remember it well? So the Mishnah Bezim and Aleph says, Lo Rei Zekarei Ze. Yeah? Lo Rei Zekarei Ze. Yes. Okay, so the Gemara Mishnah says that when it comes to Shura and Mave are not like Eish. Why are they not like Eish? Right. So Shura and Mave has Ruachayim, and Eish does not have Ruach Chayim. So Shura and Mave are more common than Eish, right?
Yes.
Right? Because these are walking, moving, balei das, and be very careful. And Eish is inanimate. So Shura and Mave are more common. Does the Mishnah have a line that says, and Eish is lo hareke shur and mave, because Eish is more chomer than shur mave? Does the Mishnah have such a line? I'll give you a hint. Does the Mishnah have such a line? It doesn't have such a line. And Tosis wants to know, why doesn't it have such a line? So what does Tosis say? You want to know that why it doesn't have such a line? Because Eish is not more chomer than shur and mave as a combo. Then Tosas says the following line. What do you mean it's not more chomer? What about koach acher meurabo? Because does when a shur moves, does it move with its because of its das? Because it wants to move? Because it desires to move? Does it have some kind of intellect up there? Yes. Does Adam have some kind of intellect up there? Yes. Does Eish move only wantonly without das, without a forethought? Eish doesn't have das. And therefore, maybe you'll argue, Koach Achar Me'urav creates a more volatile mazik. Sure, Mave, how volatile are they? Well, they have das. With das, you can control yourself. There's less volatility. Koach achar meurabo creates an eish. No das, no greater volatility. That's a chumra. So Tos asks, why does Gemara not say, well, eish has always more chumra than ruachayim? And Tos says, you know what? Because koach achar meurabo is not a chumra. It's not a chumra. In fact, it's a kula. It's a characterizing kula of Eish. How is it a characterizing kula of Eish? Meaning, the way Tos is learning is, even though, despite the fact that Eish has a koach acher meurabo, and therefore you might think, what? Eish should be putter because it's got a lenient factor. Nevertheless, Eish is chayv. So according to what I'm saying now, Koach Achar Meurabo is what? Is this a source for leniency or a source for chumrah? It's leniency. Why would you say that? Rashi says Koach Achar Meurabo is a source for chumrah. Why is it a source for chumrah? Because what does Kol HaChomer Rabo do? It creates an environment of entropy, of randomness, of volatility. So be careful. What's the other side? When I light a fire and it starts to spread, did I do it or did the wind do it? The wind did it. So the Chiddush of Eish is, no, Kol HaChomer Rabo is a reason for Ptur. I shouldn't be chai for that. It's not like bore. When I dig a bore, who dug the bore? I dug the bore. Was there any, did I have an assist? Did something help me out? I dug the bore, I'm chai for the bore. When I light a fire and then the fire spreads, who spread it? The wind spread it. So that's a koach achama urabo, that's not me, and nevertheless I'm chai. So according to Tysus, koach achama urabo is a tzad le hokel. You're still chai v'neish, but it's despite the fact that it's koach achama urabo, not because of the fact. According to Rashi, it's because of the fact that koach achama urabo. So what we need to do, which we're not going to do right now, what?
Despite the fact that makes it true.
As I saw, I said, Tete Ezra Dubin and Elishir. So let's say Eitan Kavosh, Shlita, decides he's going to spend the next 10 years learning Torah. In Yeshiva. Okay, let's say. Now, his mom could take one or two stances. His mom might say, Eitan, I love you because you're learning 10 years in yeshiva. Or his mom could say, I love you, despite the fact that you're learning 10 years in yeshiva. So, the latter statement is a statement about Eitan's mom. Despite the fact that he's learning 10 years, nevertheless, she still likes him. She still loves him. So, Eish could be a din, despite the fact that it's Koach HaChomer Rabo, Eish is still Chayv. Not because of, but despite the fact. And that means Koach HaChomer Rabo is a factor of leniency. Or, no, she loves him because he's Steigen. And then the Steigen becomes a factor for the law. So is Koach HaChomer Rabo a factor that generates the chiyuv eish, or is it a factor that ought to mitigate the chiyuv eish? And that's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. I hate to leave Shirim over to the next day, because you guys don't follow as well, but I'm telling you right now, this is exactly tying in to the Griz. This is the Griz. Because according to Rashi, why is it that Eish is Eish? What makes Eish Eish? Koach HaChomer Rabo makes Eish Eish. What does Tosfos say? You know what makes Eish Eish? Dar Kol HaHazik Ushmiras Alech. That's what makes Eish Eish. Koach HaChomer Rabo, even though it should be putter, but Darchan Azik Ushmiras Alecha, and therefore you're still chayv. That's really the Gris. And that's going to be, if you follow the Gris, you bring it back to here. That's Taisel Shushitase, Rashi Shushitase, back to Shane, Regal, Mechuberis, all that. Rashi, Riff, all that. Lishitase. We'll dream about it a little bit. We'll see what we do tomorrow. I haven't decided yet, but have an excellent day.